The only way for you to succeed in both dunya and akhirah is for you to cut off time from your entertainment, from your sleep. You have to do what you have to do. As a Muslim, you cannot afford to waste a single moment of your life. Not a single moment. A Muslim cannot afford to waste any time, because the clock for you is ticking and it's a countdown. For you, it's a countdown. You see, the way the kuffar, or some of the kuffar, see it, is that we are in a fight with nature. And every year that passes by, we have won against nature. At least that was the perception in old Europe. It's a fight between us and nature. You know, in some societies, they used to view that they are in harmony with nature. For example, with the Native Americans, their view, their world view was that we're in harmony with nature. So they wouldn't touch the environment, they wouldn't harm it, because they believe that we're all one. However, in the Western mind, it's a challenge between us and nature. It's a fight. And that's why they celebrate birthdays. You find that birthday is a big thing in the West. Why? Because in the old days, when life was rough, and you know, you had a few months in the year when you cannot plant, you cannot farm in winter. So life for them was a struggle. So when they live for another year, they see that they have won against the forces of nature. So they celebrate birthday. I have lived for another year, I have defeated the forces of nature, therefore I should celebrate my birthday. But that's not how a Muslim view has, that's not the worldview of a Muslim. A Muslim believes that your life is already destined. You're not fighting with nature. Your life is already destined. Allah Azza wa Jalla has already ordained the exact time you will spend in dunya. So when a year passes by, the way you should see it as a Muslim, you should see it that I'm 1 year closer to my death. I'm getting closer to my grave. So it doesn't make any sense whatsoever for you as a Muslim to bring a cake in front of you and blow the candles and you're smiling and so happy when you're 1 year closer to your death. You should be making muhasabah. You should be holding yourself accountable for that year, not celebrating and taking photos in front of a cake. You should be viewing it with seriousness. I'm 1 year closer to meeting Allah Azza wa Jalla. What have I done? Did I prepare myself for it? حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. One of the statements of Umar was, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا. Hold yourself accountable before you will be held accountable for what you did.